Good evening, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon update for Friday night, September 28th. My theme for this update is Welcome Aboard, Justice K. So we got a little catching up to do here. Q's been busy. On the 27th of September, Q posted a tweet by the president. And this was in the process of Judge Kavanaugh's hearing. Judge Kavanaugh showed America exactly why I nominated him. His testimony was powerful, honest, and riveting. Democrats' search and destroy strategy is disgraceful, and this process has been a total sham and an effort to delay, obstruct, and resist. The Senate must vote. So Q then posted a drop which has been removed from the Patriots Fight Board. Welcome aboard, Judge K. And Anon corrected Q and said, hey Q, that should be Justice K, with justice underlined. And Q said, you are correct, since we are in the justice phase of the president's operation. Q then posted this. We have Feinstein in brackets, threat to Murkowski, evil be gone, Q. And we have a picture of Dianne Feinstein, kind of has Lisa Murkowski pinned down in a hallway, and she has a very threatening look on her face. And yeah, it seems like Feinstein is probably threatening people to vote against Judge Kavanaugh. Q then posted a picture, and it's probably an original image. Q has said that all the images posted are originals. It just has a word Feinstein Q. And when you zoom in on the image, you see a car with a Chinese license plate, and you also see a Chinese flag. I believe this picture was probably taken of Dianne Feinstein while she was in China. I did a little work cleaning up the image of the license plate, and it seems to come from Guangdong province. This is a sample of that license plate, and on license plates from China, on the far left, there is some writing, and it seems to indicate the province, and it does seem to be a good match for Guangdong. I don't know what relevance that is, but I think the take-home point there is that Feinstein is in trouble. We know that she's had an aide who was accused of being a Chinese spy, and she has some big problems. So we have a question. Did Dianne Feinstein take an oath of office? Did she betray that oath of office? And what is that called? That is called treason, and I believe Feinstein is probably going to be charged with that eventually. Q posted this, Supreme Court justices to receive full-time security details pending Q. Obviously, with the violence and death threats that Judge Kavanaugh has received during his confirmation process, probably not a bad idea to beef up the security details. A lot of people were shocked at the performance of Lindsey Graham in defending Judge Kavanaugh during the hearing. Q told us back in April, kind of hinted that Lindsey Graham had been flipped after John McCain had been removed from power. This is a post from April 30th. No name out now, and we have a link to a Lindsey Graham tweet. And Q writes, we love good singers, Q. The tweet that Graham sent out says, James Comey, I don't trust him. I think he was part of an effort at the FBI to give Clinton a pass. The way they conducted the investigation was a joke. His thumb was on the scale. The head investigator by the FBI hated Trump, liked Clinton. And then there's a short video in that tweet, and I'll let you listen to that.
This whole thing stinks. We should have a special counsel looking at DOJ corruption, looking at how the dossier was given to the court. And finally, the number four person at the Department of Justice, Mr. Bruce Ohr's wife, worked for Fusion GPS, worked with Michael Steele, who prepared the dossier, and he was Steele's handler. If the shoe were on the other foot, it'd be front page news all over the world.
Lindsey Graham has kind of been on the Trump train. He knows which way the wind is blowing. He knows Trump has a wind at his back, so not surprising to me that Lindsey Graham has been supporting the president's people. Q posted this. It's a tweet by TracyLynn128. This image is from a couple of years ago. We have Hillary Clinton, and I believe the woman that's behind her is Deborah Katz. Hard to tell because Her face is partially obscured by some plants, and she's in dark lighting. In relation to that picture, Q posted this as a link to the tweet. Are you awake? The truth is right in front of you. Think for yourself. Trust yourself. Logical thinking. Fake news and Hollywood puppets have lost control. Q. We move on to Richard Blumenthal, who tweeted out, happening now, Judge Kavanaugh must honestly answer my questions about the serious accusations of sexual assault made against him. The American people deserve to know the truth about this SCOTUS nominee. I think he meant truth. Well, Blumenthal himself has not exactly been a bastion of truth. Q posted a series of tweets by the president, all of them calling out Blumenthal for his dishonesty. Blumenthal had often claimed to have served in Vietnam, when in fact he didn't. Q writes this, false in one thing, false in everything, left hypocrisy, walk away, Q. Q posted a link to a tweet, which is a series of pictures of various people during the Kavanaugh hearing, and they're all smiling and having a good time, trying to destroy Kavanaugh's reputation and potentially destroy his life. Q then posted this, and it's a list of things I think we're going to see in the near future. I don't think it's a chronological list. So the first item on the list is Judge Kavanaugh confirmation. The second, goodbye Mr. Rosenstein. The third, D-class. The fourth is POTUS test alert. And the fifth is Red October, Q. So I'm going to go through these things one by one. Let me bring you up to speed on what has happened today as far as the Kavanaugh confirmation. So the Senate Judiciary Committee held a vote, and although it initially looked like Flake was going to vote against moving Judge Kavanaugh out of the Senate Judiciary, Flake actually voted in favor of moving Kavanaugh out of the Senate Judiciary. They held a vote today. The vote was 11 to 10. So Kavanaugh is now moving on to the full body of the Senate for a confirmation vote. There's been a lot of confusion over that because Flake asked for an FBI investigation into Kavanaugh before they hold a final vote. I think a lot of people on the Senate Judiciary Committee thought that Flake was going to vote no, or it was going to be a conditional vote based on the FBI background investigation. But in fact, that didn't happen. Kavanaugh is moving forward to a full vote by the Senate, according to Mitch McConnell. So what looks like it'll happen is on Monday, McConnell will probably call for a cloture vote. There has to be some time passed between that and the final vote on Kavanaugh. It's looking like it's possible that Kavanaugh could be confirmed by the Senate while the FBI background check is being done. It doesn't sound like the FBI background check is going to take very long. There isn't a whole lot to investigate. Specifically, the FBI will be looking into any current credible accusations against Kavanaugh, and if they don't find anything, they'll probably relatively quickly close the investigation. So I don't think the process will take very long. They could be voting on Kavanaugh again, possibly Monday or Tuesday, but we'll have to see how that works out. Q wrote, goodbye, Mr. Rosenstein. So let's get caught up on that. The New York Times had published an article about 10 days ago claiming that Rod Rosenstein offered to wear a wire to record the president in a plot to remove him from office. After that article failed to bait the president into firing Rosenstein, the Times walked back their story, and they published an article a couple of days ago saying that Rod Rosenstein's job is safe for now. There was going to be a meeting between Rosenstein and the president Thursday, and that got postponed, and then Kavanaugh's confirmation got dragged out through today. So they postponed the meeting between the president and Rosenstein until next week. Now, Kavanaugh is still under the gun as far as the Senate goes and getting his confirmation, so I don't think they're going to have that meeting on Monday or Tuesday until probably Kavanaugh is confirmed. In May, after Q hinted that Rosenstein had problems, he began walking us through the convoluted answer to the question of who would assume control of the Mueller investigation if Rosenstein were to leave the DOJ. This post is from April 21st, military op, in brackets green, General K, JFK in brackets, it's General Kelly, who's the chief of staff for the president. Full disclosure, general statement, Once the extremely guarded and highly classified information is finally revealed to the House investigators, Director of National Intelligence, Public, etc., Rosenstein must recuse or forcibly terminated. Rosenstein is in brackets, problems. What was Rosenstein's Senate confirmation vote? Chris Wray reports to Rosenstein, an important fact. Who do you trust? Rosenstein recused or fired, who has direct oversight of Mueller? If can Sessions unrecuse, or would the number three person take over until that position is filled? Who is Rachel Brand? Why was Rachel Brand dismissed? Think timing. And then there's a quote here from an article. The succession question is actually a bit complicated, and that is not an understatement. By default, under an obscure statute known as the Vacancies Reform Act, Brand's temporary successor as the acting Associate Attorney General would be her principal deputy, Jesse Pannuccio. That same statute would also allow the president to choose someone else to serve as the acting Associate Attorney General on a temporary basis for up to 210 days. The pool of individuals which the president could draw in this case includes individuals already holding Senate-confirmed positions elsewhere in the executive branch, like the EPA administrator or senior civil service lawyers in the Justice Department specifically. And then Q writes, acting, in quotes. There's a link to a DOJ page. And then Q asks, when does the clock run out? Why is Schneiderman's removal extremely relevant? Trust, and then we have parentheses, name. We don't know who that is. These people are stupid. D5, Q. And I told you all that because Q reposted that particular drop. We're going to go through the most likely possibilities of who might take over for Rosenstein if he were to be fired or removed from the DOJ. But let's go back to the military operation and General Kelly. Why did the president pick a retired Marine general for his chief of staff? Because the president has this in the middle of a military operation. Rosenstein was easily confirmed by the swampy Senate because they trusted him. But if Rosenstein is protecting the interests of the swamp, he's working against the president. Q has in the past hinted that Rosenstein might have flipped and might be working with POTUS, but lately Q has suggested that Rosenstein may not have been flipped and he could be part of the swamp and is on his way out. Remember, disinformation is real and disinformation is necessary because the president's enemies are watching Q's board. What is clear is that Rosenstein is in trouble once the Carter Page FISA application is declassified and made public. His involvement in the surveillance of Trump and his conflict of interest in the case will be publicly exposed. Rosenstein must eventually recuse himself, resign, or be fired from the DOJ. That leads us to the question of who will replace Rosenstein. Knowing that this is a military operation and knowing that Rosenstein would eventually be leaving, I think Trump and Sessions made sure Rosenstein's successor would be someone they could trust. Obviously, they didn't trust Rachel Brand, so they got rid of her. The official story is she took a job with Walmart, but Q has indicated that she was actually forced out of her position. So, Jesse Pannuccio is her principal deputy associate attorney general. He is one possible successor, but he would need to be confirmed by the Senate since he is not Senate confirmed yet. And this is his page on the DOJ. This article is an opinion piece by Steve Vladek, Why Rachel Brand's Resignation Matters. He points out that the Solicitor General, Noel Francisco, would assume control of the Mueller investigation if Rosenstein were to leave the DOJ tomorrow. The only problem with that is Francisco was previously a partner at the law firm Jones Day that represented the Trump campaign. Now, I believe he was a partner there before they were representing the Trump campaign. There is speculation about whether he would have a conflict of interest and whether he would need to recuse himself. Francisco would probably, if anything, take over the Mueller investigation, but he would not fill Rachel Brand's position. He would continue to be Solicitor General. Ed O'Callaghan, this man back here with the beard behind Rosenstein, is Rosenstein's principal deputy associate attorney general. Part of the U.S. Code says that someone's first assistant can serve as their temporary replacement. So temporarily, if Rosenstein were fired, Ed O'Callaghan could fill in and take his spot and could then also take over the Mueller investigation, one possibility. Trump could also nominate him as a permanent replacement if he wanted to. The Vacancies Act says that if a person in a Senate-confirmed role like Deputy Attorney General leaves office, the president can pick anyone who is already Senate-confirmed to fill that vacancy for 210 days. That leaves a lot of possibilities open. And finally, the president can nominate anyone that he wants to fill that position permanently. That person would then have to be Senate-confirmed if they're not already. That would leave open the opportunity for people like Trey Gowdy or other people that the president trusts and wants to put into that position. So Q reposted that drop from April and then asked this: did the Inspector General Horowitz recommend Rosenstein step down or be fired? And in brackets, we have the word speed, because the president has said this process needs to happen quickly. Q then goes on to ask, why was Rachel Brand removed? We know that was because they didn't trust her. Hussein plus MO, Michelle Obama, actively campaigning for the midterm elections. Is this normal? Panic, D5, Q. So Q asked if Barack and Michelle Obama are campaigning for the midterms, and if that's normal. Yes, they are campaigning, and no, that is not normal for a former president and his wife to be out hitting the campaign trail for a midterm election. That just doesn't happen. But they are desperate, and they're panicking, and they need to get Trump out of office, or they're all going down. We know that the president is working on declassification of the documents, but that is also right now in the hands of Inspector General Horowitz. I wanted to say a couple of words about the test of the emergency broadcast system by the president. It is true that September has traditionally been observed as National Preparedness Month, but Q has suggested that when the president proclaimed September National Preparedness Month this year, it was not for a routine purpose. This year, there seem to be some things that we need to prepare for that are out of the ordinary. The organization TrumpIsNotAboveTheLaw.org claims to have 400,000 people in 900 cities that are ready to protest if Rosenstein is fired. There are other organizations out there that have said they will violently protest if Kavanaugh is confirmed. We know that the enemies of the president would love to have him fire Rosenstein so that they could get him in front of Congress and try to impeach him for obstruction. But the president's not going to take the bait. I do wonder, however, if these groups know that they're being infiltrated and monitored by military intelligence. This is a post by Q on September 16th. It talks about the emergency broadcast test by the president. It was scheduled for the following Thursday, but it has since been rescheduled for October 3rd. Q wrote, "The test on Thursday by Department of Defense is to confirm a free flow of direct comms, POTUS special authorization required, think the nuclear football, NSA monitoring for any attempts to disrupt and or terminate access, Central Command, Q." I believe this test of the emergency broadcast system by the president is in anticipation of the possibility that the president may need to talk to us directly, bypassing the mainstream media. The question is, what kind of information might the president need to communicate to us directly? Well, I have a lot of friends and followers who've been sending me prophetic dreams. Some of those dreams seem to indicate that the arrests of politicians are going to happen soon, possibly before the midterms. One person had a dream where the president was announcing the arrests of politicians over the emergency broadcast system because the media refused to report on the arrests. So that's one possibility. Discussions about the arrest of U.S. politicians and civil unrest bring us full circle to Q's post from last year about the National Guard being deployed. This is a post from October 31st. Who controls NG National Guard? Why was the National Guard recently activated in select cities within the U.S.? Can the National Guard work in coordination with the Marines? Do conditions need to be satisfied to authorize? What former president used the military to save the Republic, and what occurred exactly? Biggest drop to ever be provided on poll. Study and prepare. The masses tend to panic in such situations. No war, no civil unrest, clean and swift. This post came out last October, and we have understood this as disinformation. There wasn't actually a plan to deploy the National Guard here in the United States. The National Guard was deployed in Saudi Arabia. political elites weren't arrested in the United States the first week of November. They were arrested in Saudi Arabia. And this was a disinformation to give the enemies of the president some distraction. But now we have a question. What happens if those plans to deploy the National Guard and to arrest politicians are going to happen this November instead of last November? Q posted that John Podesta would be indicted November 3rd and that Huma Abedin would be indicted November 6th. Well, my question is, what happens if we're a year off? What happens if those arrests and indictments are actually going to happen this year? Wanted to talk a little bit about a dream that I had this morning. In the dream, I saw very wealthy and powerful people who claim to be victims of the process that Q is currently involved in the roundup and arrest of corrupt people. Q posted this, Red October, midterm elections. Red wave or red tsunami? Fight, 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 Q. Q has been telling us for some time that there are some things coming that a lot of us are not aware of that are going to cause a red wave, and now Q is suggesting it could be a red tsunami. There are a lot of things that are going badly for the enemies of the president. The president and his team are doing everything possible, but we have got to get out and vote. If we don't vote, there is going to be a red wave. Q posted this on the 27th, midterm elections, and then brackets we have days prior, 11-11, what a wonderful day, Q. Q has told us a long time ago that November 11th would be a very important marker. The midterm elections are 5 days prior to the 11th. What is going to happen in the days prior to that? I don't know, but I think we're going to see some very interesting things go down. Someone thought it would be a good idea, or maybe they thought it would be funny, to threaten Q with violent protests over Judge Kavanaugh's confirmation. This is a post by someone on Twitter that says, "We will not sit idly by if Kavanaugh is confirmed. You've been warned." Q reposted a drop from June. "We stand, we fight together. Organized riots are being planned. Countermeasures are in place. Resistance is far smaller than is being portrayed by the mainstream media. Attacks will intensify. You collectively, we, patriots, are a massive threat. Censorship has been applied to scale down the impact and reach. It is failing. Trust yourself. Public awakening, Q." And then Q responds to this person who threatened them, "We are ready when you are." Q. All I can say to you people is try harder because you're not doing a very good job. One of the anons posted this, D5, 45 days until 11-11. Thank you, Q. All right, so D is the fourth letter in the alphabet. D5 could also be translated as 45, which is the number of Trump's presidency. Q posted this, "Nothing gets past the anons, Q." Lindsey Graham stunned people with his defense of Kavanaugh yesterday, but Q suggested that Lindsey may understand that a military operation is underway. Q reposted a drop from September 5th. It's a link to a YouTube video where Lindsey Graham questions Brett Kavanaugh about the difference between military law and criminal law. Q posted this because the YouTube video had been deleted. Graham questioning then, listen carefully, Graham comments today, reconcile, Q. This is a video interview with Lindsey Graham and Brett Kavanaugh. I'll let you listen to it.
Well, I remember I was with Sarah Taylor, who worked at the White House, and we were watching as the standing with her when the buildings fell.
So when somebody says post 9/11 that we've been at war and it's called the war on terrorism, do you generally agree with that concept?
I do, Senator, because Congress passed the authorization for use of military force, which is still in effect. And that was passed, of course, on September 14th, 2001, 3 days later.
Let's talk about the law in war. Is there a body of law called the law of armed conflict?
There is such a body, Senator.
Is there a body of law that's called basic criminal law?
Yes, Senator.
Are there differences between those two bodies of law?
Yes, Senator.
From an American citizen's point of view, do your constitutional rights follow you? If you're in Paris, does the Fourth Amendment protect you as an American from your own government?
From your own government, yes.
Okay. So If you're in Afghanistan, do your constitutional rights protect you against your own government?
If you're an American in Afghanistan, yeah. You have constitutional rights as against the U.S. government.
Is there a longstanding...
That's right. Long-settled law.
Isn't there also a long-settled law that... It goes back to Eisenstrader case. I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, Johnson versus Eisenstrader.
Right. That American citizens who collaborate with the enemy have considered enemy combatants.
They can be. They can be. They're often they're sometimes criminally prosecuted, sometimes treated in the military.
Well, let's talk about can be. I think the
under Supreme Court precedent.
Right. There's a Supreme Court decision that said that American citizens who collaborated with Nazi saboteurs were tried by the military. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I think a couple of them were executed.
Yeah.
So if anybody doubts, there's a long-standing history in this country.
Unless Lindsey Graham understood that the president was working with the military to take down corruption, why would he ask Judge Kavanaugh about the differences between military and civilian law? And Anon responded to Q about Graham's speech and in defense of Kavanaugh yesterday. It was beautiful. Sounds like his strings are cut. No, no name equals freedom for Graham. Thank you, Q. Q posted this, D's, that's the Dems, playbook, midterm elections. We will impeach Justice Kavanaugh with zero corroborating evidence and all factual witnesses provided by accuser, all denied the allegations. Should we take control in November? Liberal left lunacy is bait for the president. These people are evil, sick, and stupid. You're watching and witnessing the systematic destruction of the old guard. When the old guard is gone, it returns power to the people. Red October. Q. One thing to consider is that Neil Gorsuch replaced Antonin Scalia, who is a conservative judge, but Kavanaugh is replacing Justice Kennedy, who often sided with liberals. Liberals know that the balance is now tipped in favor of conservatives, and they stand to lose a lot of political ground if the president continues to nominate conservative judges. So they're fighting Kavanaugh's confirmation tooth and nail because they know it's at stake. And Anon made this observation. Today showed all Americans how the Feinstein fiends of the deep state will stoop to anything to have a chance at regaining control of the Senate and Congress by winning the majority in the midterm elections in 2018, in the hope of completing their plan for total world domination. Pure evil on display. They know that declassification will destroy them, so delay, 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 at any cost. That was the game today. Q posted this. It is a repost of a drop from September 17th. Panic in D.C. Dems have offered to kill sexual assault allegations against Judge Kavanaugh in exchange for immediate pullback of declassification. Trump says Judge Kavanaugh will be confirmed regardless, and then Q says, have faith, patriots. Q posted this. We have a repost of a drop from June 12th about Speaker Paul Ryan. So at that time, Q wrote, the full weight of the House versus the ARM. I don't know what the ARM means. Why are optics important? How does DC work? Why is Ryan still in office, lame duck? Why is Ryan leaving office? Who controls Ryan? Autists engaged, Q. And then Q has a link to an article, and there's a quote from the article, just read it for you. House Speaker Ryan, a member of Congress's Gang of Eight that was briefed more than anyone else about the inadequacies of the Russia evidence, believes you should declassify. His office told me so today. So that is in reference to Paul Ryan saying that he wants the FISA application and related documents declassified. Q then writes this, is the puzzle becoming more clear with each passing day? Here's a link to the article. Ryan has no problem with declassification of FISA. He would have a year ago probably protected the swamp. Now that Ryan isn't running for re-election, he can make better decisions. This graphic shows a request by Anon that was fulfilled by the president. Back on the 19th, Q did a question and answer session. During the question and answer session, one of the Anons asked, can POTUS tweet a misspelling with a Q? On September 24th, the president misspelled this word acquisitions. The word that the president wanted to put in there was accusations, but he put in acquisitions, which has a Q in it. he tweeted it out, and then a few minutes later, he deleted the tweet and recomposed it. So the request was fulfilled by the president. Q responded, hive mind, Q. How many coincidences before it becomes mathematically impossible? That is all I have for this update. So be encouraged, patriots. Keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this on social media. That is all I have for you on this update. This is Praying Medic signing off. I will catch you on the next broadcast.